Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Watchman as we continue our study on what is happening around the world and some of the most interesting things that are shaping themselves geopolitically in a way that aligns with Scripture. And we are tracking a number of things here. But some things happened, first of all, before I tie them to Scripture. One of them is that there was a diplomatic deal which was brokered between Saudi Arabia and Iran, but yes. It was brokered by China.
Yes.
And now that is, I found that extremely interesting, because what it means is that if Saudi Arabia and Iran have been on collision course, and
yes.
they have been actually.
Yes.
And now it is China, not America, that is brokering a peace deal. And actually they go and meet, and the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, gets them together and they sign a diplomatic deal, and now they are resuming diplomatic relations. Now, I felt that was extremely significant in a number of ways, because first of all, I've always known, that America is so diminished in Bible prophecy as we get towards the end of the days. There is very little, or actually even close to no mention of America as a power that is going to be of any influence towards the end of the world. Now, of course, you don't get that hearing American prophecy teachers, because they teach patriotism. They do not teach what the Bible says, but their country is going to be kind of pushed aside. You know, European Union is going to be more important. Russia is very heavily included. And of course, China also very heavily included. So now what this means, and what we are seeing in America right now, is they are so obsessed with the war in Ukraine that they are surrendering a lot of their leadership of the world. And now China has been lurking, waiting for an opportunity to be the ones that are doing this. Now, previously, it was just in trade. It was in economy, trying to make the economy catch up with America and things like that. But now it has gone higher than that. It has even gone to them brokering diplomatic deals between two countries that have been at loggerheads with each other. I found that a bit interesting. And America is losing its power. But not just that. America is also losing the ability to control the world using the dollar. And now one of the potential candidates in the Republican candidates in the American race for 2024 was kind of alluding to that. He said that America has used sanctions a lot to punish countries which it does not agree with. And now what that has done, it has made those other countries close their ranks and kind of find a way of dealing away with the American dollar and find somehow how they can, carry on their transactions without using the dollar. Now, of course, this is significant because all previous transactions across the world, and America brokered this very well, have been in dollars. So if Uganda is buying anything from Kenya, dollars. If China is buying something from Russia, dollars. I mean, anybody is buying oil from Saudi Arabia or even any of the OPEC countries, dollars. Now, that is kind of diminishing, and China is somehow in there. And now China is brokering deals in which countries like Saudi Arabia are selling it oil, and the transaction is done in the Chinese currency, not in dollars. So that means the dollar is kind of diminishing. Of course, it will take a while before there's any currency that can rival the dollar for strength. That I don't think that's even going to happen anytime soon. But the dollar will diminish, although there's big questions as to whether any other currency can come and be as powerful as the dollar has been. What's your take on this, on the China and brokering a deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran?
Well, it is interesting, because now the Bible speaks about China as one of the leading nation in the end time. Mm. And it's spoken of in the book of Revelation. Mm. And the book of Revelation begins to divide the top major nations, mm. which are going to come up and form up the world of the Antichrist, the countries mm. which are led by the Antichrist. Mm. And China is one of them. Mm. It speaks, you spoke and you said Europe is going to be so much important, mm. which of course, when you read Revelation chapter 13, it speaks of Germany and it speaks of Russia. Then it goes ahead and it speaks about China. And it says China is going to be such powerful that it will give its power to these
other countries.
And this is exactly what we are seeing. Now, seeing China coming to close up, let me say, the hatred which Iran and Saudi Arabia has been having at amongst themselves is something so much powerful, because this is exactly what we've seen the West, being led by America, used to do, ending hatred and settling peace and all these other things amongst countries. That the West and America has been doing that. But right now, we are seeing China coming. And this is very interesting. Now, this is what I see so much interesting also, connecting to the war which we've been speaking about. We now see Saudi Arabia and Iran, they are now in one place, which is very interesting, because now, formerly, there was no way we were not yet seeing them connected to each other, and they are standing in one grouping to attack Israel. But right now we are seeing that they have come together, which formerly, you know, there has been that difference, and even there have been a lot of rioting, and I think in 2014, whereby Saudi Arabia, they got their journalist arrested, something like that. So they deterred themselves, and also the difference in religion. Iran is Shia, and Saudi Arabia is is the leading country of Sunni Muslims. So there has been that difference. But right now we are seeing Saudi Arabia and Iran going to Beijing, to the president of China, and brokering this and saying, you guys need to come back together. And it is so interesting.
Okay, now that's because one of the reasons it's interesting, and I'm going to read now here from scripture.
Yes.
And we are talking about, of course, the Gog and Magog war, or what is called the River Euphrates war.
Yes.
And here is what it says: and shall come to pass at the same time, when Gog comes against the land of Israel, says the Lord, that my fury will show in my face. That is Ezekiel 38. I'm reading from verse 18. And it says in verse 19, for in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath I have spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel. Now, there are three interventions which God said he's going to use when this big army of 200 million people attacks Israel. There are three interventions that he speaks about. The first one, he says there is going to be an earthquake in the land of Israel. And of course, all these have happened before in the Old Testament. And Lord God has used these before, when there was an overwhelming of, you know, an army, and they came up against Israel and they cried out to him. He has used earthquakes before. So it's not the first time it is happening. But then he goes on to say, and we're not talking about any specific earthquake. This one is still yet in the future. Then, so verse 18 says, for in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath I have spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel. That's the first intervention that God uses. Why does he need to do this? Remember, Israel is a country of less than 20 million people in population altogether. But they are going to be attacked here, as the scripture says, by an army of 200 million people. And that's very clear, you know, in this Bible prophecy. So, and then they will come to destroy Israel completely. And you know that this has always been the purpose of the devil, because if he can destroy Israel, then he can destroy Bible prophecy. And I've told you this before, that the devil would want to change any one thing that God prophesied. If it was possible for him to stop it to come to pass, if there is any one thing that was prophesied, especially in the scripture, spoken by the word of God, if it was possible and the devil stops it to come to pass, then he does not have to spend eternity in hell, because he would have proven that God is a liar like him, so God loses the moral authority to judge him. So now we know, of course, that that is not going to happen, and we know all the prophecies are going to come to pass. So now for us, ours is to study how they are shaping up properly. And of course, we know that when the word is spoken by the Lord, it cannot be altered by anybody unless there was a greater authority than him, which of course there isn't. But that doesn't mean the devil is not going to try. He's going to try, he's going to use human beings, he's going to use nations, to try and alter some of the prophetic words that have been spoken. And one of them is coming and blowing away the land of Israel. He's tried that before, several times before, most notably in 1967, and that failed. But now here it says he comes to an army of 200 million people against Israel. Israel is completely overwhelmed. The first intervention God does is there is an earthquake. Now that earthquake is purely by the hand of God, or it is there just to shake up the forces. Then in verse 20 it says, so that the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens and the beasts of the field, all creeping things that creep on the earth and all men who are on the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. The mountains shall be thrown down, the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. Now that is how strong the earthquake will be. But now verse 21 talks about another intervention, which also God will do. And he says, I will call for a sword against Gog throughout all my mountains, says the Lord. Every man's sword will be against his brother. Now that is very significant because here, this is what Evangelist Taken has been telling us here, is there has not been any real friendship between Iran and Saudi Arabia. But now they are coming together, and actually Saudi Arabia previously was even more aligned to Israel than they were to Iran.
Yeah.
And you even had the Saudi prince saying, they are about to normalize relationships with Israel and so on, because they were trying to strike up diplomatic relationships with Israel.
And even the Abraham Accord, they were part of it.
Yes, the Abrahamic Accords, which were broken by President Donald Trump. Yes. So now, Russia is saying, no, you two people come together, you're brothers.
Mm.
But then they are brothers, but that is an alliance that is not so strong, because the Shias and the Sunnis have big differences.
Yes.
And Iran is the biggest Shia Muslim country.
Yes.
Saudi Arabia, of course, is like the biggest Sunni Muslim country. Mm. And the majority of the Muslims in the world actually are Sunni.
Yeah.
But now, what this says here is, I will call for a sword against Gog throughout all the mountains, says the Lord, and every man's sword will turn against another. Now, this is what it means in proper terms, if you want to know what it means. It means that these people will come against Israel, and they will be united by their mutual hatred for Israel. But when they get there, God will confuse them, and then suddenly they realize they also hate the other.
Yes.
So now every man's sword turns against the other. So what you see is you will see Sunnis and Shias fighting each other, yet actually they came with the intention of fighting Israel. That
and
is the second.
It has ever happened in scripture in the days of Josaphat.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Just like that. And all these things have happened before in scripture.
Mm.
And everything, by the way, that the scripture speaks about here, even in Revelation, as in terms of prophecy, there is a linkage to it somewhere where God has already done that before.
Mm.
So then he says, so one man's sword turns against the other. So imagine this big army comes. Mm. They come to attack Israel. Most of them are both Sunni and Shia Muslims. But now when they come, they realize that maybe we have bigger problems with each other than we do with Israel. And then they turn against each other. Now verse 22 says, and I'll bring to judgment with pestilence and bloodshed. I'll rain down on him, on his troops, and on his many people who are with him, flooding rain, great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. That is nuclear weapons. Now, that is not going to be the intervention of God. That's the third. That is going to be the intervention of Israel, but which God says is going to happen.
Yes.
The first ones, Israel cannot do on their own.
Yes.
God does the earthquake and the confusion, one against the other.
Yes.
But now the third one actually is going to be Israel, which is going to rain nuclear weapons. Because what do you do when you are a country of 20 million people and you're attacked with an army of 200 million people? You just have, and you have nuclear
weapons. And you have power.
You have nuclear weapons. You're just going to have to use them because they are coming to destroy you, basically.
Yes.
Then it says in verse 23 still of Ezekiel 38 that, thus I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. Now, God says that this thing happens. When this happens, when an army of Russia, Turkey, Iran, Saudi Arabia, the entire Muslim nation, including Pakistan, plus China, all countries with huge nuclear arsenals between themselves.
Yes.
Countries, huge populations between themselves.
Yes.
Big armies come and attack an apparently small country like Israel, and then they are defeated on the mountains of Israel, as it says. Then the Lord says, then the nations will know that I am Lord.
Yes.
Because you see, these things have happened before when no military logic can explain something.
Mm.
And try as you may, everybody sees that there is no way this could have happened except by some divine hand.
Mm.
Then it goes on to say, verse 39, this is also important. And you chapter 39, verse 1. And you, son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus says the Lord, behold, I am against you, O Gog, and prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. And I will turn you around and lead you on, bringing you up from the far north and bring you against the mountains of Israel through Syria. This is what it's saying. They will come through Syria to what is called the Golan Heights.
Mm.
That's what he's calling the mountains of Israel. They are now under control of Israel. They were previously under the control of Syria. But after the 1967 war, Israel took control of them. Now that is going to be the linkage coming down into Israel from the north, from the far north.
Mm.
Then he says, and I will turn you around and lead you on, bringing you up from the far north and bring you against the mountains of Israel. Verse 3. Then he says, then I will knock the bow out of your hand and cause the arrows. Sorry, it says, I will knock the bow out of your left hand and cause the arrows to fall out of your right hand.
Yeah.
And you shall fall on the mountain of Israel, and you shall all, you and all your troops and the people who are with you, I will give you to birds of the prey of every sort and the beasts of the field, and you shall be devoured. You shall fall on the open field, for I have spoken, says the Lord. Now, this is what it says here. It says, I will knock the bow out of your left hand and cause the right hands to fall out of, cause the arrows to fall out of your right hand. Now, when somebody is preparing to shoot you with a bow and arrow, he holds the bow in the left hand.
Yes.
And the arrow is in the right hand. Now, when he's preparing to strike, something comes and strikes him, and then the bow and the arrow both fall down.
Yes.
Now, that is another way of saying preemptive strike.
Yes.
So Israel will strike them with nuclear weapons before they have a chance to strike Israel back.
Yes.
But now, why? The reason I've told you all of this, because I might have spoken it before, is because finally, now with the help of China, Saudi Arabia and Iran are together.
Yes.
This was necessary for this scripture to come to pass.
Yes.
In the scriptures I've been reading to you about.
Yes.
Now, also, it was necessary that America is taken out of, out of the way. And now, the Democrats in America are actually trying to diminish America.
Yes.
They are doing it on purpose, by the way. They are trying to diminish the strength of America. That's why they have gone into their own army and put all these, diversity agendas and so on. Because if you want to weaken the army, you just bring all those things. So they actually deliberately weakening the country from within.
Yes.
And that they have been trying to do that for a very long time through the education system and so on. So now they have raised a group of young Americans who hate their country.
Mm. Yeah.
And who think their country is, everything, evil and all that. So they are trying to destroy America from within. Why is that? Because they want America to be subservient to the global system, the New World Order.
Yes.
And the only thing they want for America right now is the resources.
Yes.
To use American resources to build the New World Order.
Yes.
Now, so America is destroying themselves from within. But then something else happened, Akena.
Yes.
Unless you have something to comment about the destruction of America. But something else happened, and also this is actually in line with that, is the banks are beginning to collapse in America.
Amazing.
Tell me about that.
Now, on Friday, Silicon Valley Bank collapses.
Mm.
It is one of the top 20 leading banks
actually,
in America.
Top six. It's a big bank.
Top six leading banks in America.
Mm-hmm.
So it collapses, and it's one of the highest collapse, one of the two in this century.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's really causing a lot of panic in the banks system around the world, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this we see now in Europe, banks are are kind of like shutting down.
Because actually, to cut you short, remember how the credit crunch in 2008 started. The Lehman Brothers Bank collapsed. And now that was like the beginning of the dominoes falling. So now Silicon Valley Bank, big up there. And in the space of 2 weeks, banks have come from being wobbly to one collapsing. Now there are as many as 20, which apparently are in serious trouble.
Because on that day, on Friday, last Friday, like four banks lost their assets and in billions, really. JP Morgan, others, I don't remember, but JP Morgan, they losing in real billions of dollars. Now, of course, because they are stronger, that's why they are not collapsing. But they are also their assets. They lost their assets. We see now
Chase Manhattan.
Yes.
JP Morgan, Citi, I think.
Yes.
Citibank. Altogether, about $20 billion. That's quite an amount of money.
So all this, because you see, last year, around November, December, the World Bank held a meeting, their annual general meeting. And this meeting, they were talking about a coming recession in this very year, 2023. So they have been doing something like that. There's been many other economists, these people who talk about the economy, how the economy, the direction where the economy is going. They have been talking about how people should take away their money from the bank. People should take away their money from the bank. They were talking and saying, people should back their money with gold. So there has been a lot of that. And also, by me also following the American economy, I've realized that there is going to be, in this very year, a recession or something like that, a high level of interest rates increasing. So that as now we are beginning to see the unfolding of it right now. And you spoke about that the Lehman Brothers in 2008 crashed, and after it led into a real serious season of
credit crunch
and financial crisis and all these other things. Because you see, once something like this happen, what will the reactions which will come out of the people is it's still locked into what it's the New World Order people use a lot, which is they call it thesis, antithesis, and then now they produce the what they want, the synthesis, which is the Hegelian thesis. Now, what they want to create in America right now is a big financial crisis where everyone is running around and some people are indebted, and this will affect the economy, which we'll see. Factories will be reducing their production. That will also lead the factories reducing on employment. So that means the unemployment rate will increase. And the whole turmoil.
Basically, they're just destroying their own country. And now there is a reason why. Because all this bank thing is planned. As usual, the Simpsons knew about it.
Yes.
The cartoon. And
1986. It has been designed in 1986. The Simpsons as a kit. Yes.
Now, and yet the whole thing is the way they create panic.
Yes.
And then the panic leads to people running around and not knowing what to do. Because already I've been seeing even on Twitter and on all other spaces, people saying, people run and take your money out of the bank.
Yes.
The question is, put it where? Now, what they are going to do is people are going to have to put their money because it's very difficult to operate with cash in any one of those places, you know, and almost impossible. So you need like a bank where you can have your money and then, you know,
access
they give you a card.
Anywhere.
So they are going to have to end up in big banks. Now, why is that important? Because in Canada, when the truck drivers were protesting against COVID measures, very authoritarian COVID measures, vaccine mandates and all that, and they drove to the city of, Ontario. They were staying there without working, and people were collecting money for them.
Yes, from
different yes. you know, fundraising for them.
Yeah.
Now, they first of all were used GoFundMe, which is a very woke fundraising network, which cancelled them and kept their money. Then they went to others, the other, you know, fundraising websites. But now what the government of Canada did, which is like the blueprint, because, you know, they are at the forefront of the world tyranny that is coming, Canada, and they are, you know, President Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister. What Canada did is it went and got all these people who were protesting, and everybody who had contributed as low as $5 to the striking truck drivers, their banks were cut off.
Yes.
And they had no access to their banks. Yes. And to get access to their banks, they basically had to pledge allegiance. Now, this is the closest we are coming to Revelation 13.
Yes.
You shall not be able to buy or sell unless you have the mark of the beast or the mark of his name. We are coming very close to that. Now, what they did is they just cut it off.
Yes.
Now, when people realized that they had cut off their money from the big banks, especially the big banks, they took their money away from big banks and took their money to small banks. You know this. And there are so many small banks there, you know, across the road. There is some small bank where you go and keep your money.
Yes.
And so on. So people realize big banks are trouble because they are controlled by the system.
Yes.
So we go to the small banks. Mm. But now what happens if the small banks are failing?
Yes.
And now you have to run with your money back to the big banks and back into the hands of the system that is controlling them. And then they will tell you, put your money here. Your deposits are protected because if these banks collapse, the government is going to have to bail them out.
Yes.
Because they call them too big to collapse. So these ones will be bailed out. But if your money is in a small bank, those are yours. By the way, Silicon Valley Bank has been, is going to be lifted out of the crisis by the government, by Biden's government. Because so many top Democratic donors stood to lose a lot of money. Oprah Winfrey stood to lose $580 million. Of our personal money. So, and those are their people.
So
the government had to come in. So now, and among other top donors and so on, you know, and so the whole thing is people run with their money. Now I'm trying to explain to you something. People run with their money away from the small banks to the big banks. And the big banks, which people are now becoming very, worried about, which they distrusted a lot.
Yes.
Now finally have you come by yourselves because you have to deposit your money somewhere.
Yes.
But now they have control.
Yes.
Now where is this leading? This is leading to the central bank digital currency. That is the purpose of all this. Explain this to us.
Yes. Now, we're now, because you see, right now we are seeing from, last year, we have been seeing the move towards a central bank digital currency. Now, all of us, we have been seeing that move, and we were not yet seeing how people would really
accept it.
Because some people are skeptical. But right now, the way you've explained it, people first are running away. But right now, the time will come back. Because, you see, Klaus Schwab said that there's going to be a cyber attack. And after the cyber attack, people will... the internet and all these other things will be switched off. But later on, we would want people to come back. And when people come back, we want them to have a digital ID.
Now, here is the thing.
Yes.
These people, they speak what they are going to do.
To do, yes.
And I've told you this before. In 2017, they did a simulation of a respiratory virus which was coming from China. They said that, 2017.
Yes.
Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the John Hopkins University, World Health Organization, they were doing a simulation, like, you know, the way you prepare.
Yes.
Let's say if you are going to war and you start, or you are going to have a football match and you have a training session to prepare for the football match. So they did a simulation of that. And in the simulation, they were showing how they are going to lock down all countries, and how they are going to vaccinate everybody. 2017, before the virus accidentally, according to them, came out. Now, of course, we know it did not come out accidentally.
Yes.
That is a fact now. Even the people who are calling us conspiracy theorists now know.
Yes.
That's if they're interested in knowing.
Yes.
Then the this simulation brought out everything that they did Now, I was watching the other day, and Bill Gates and Melinda Gates were doing, with World Health Organization, were doing a simulation for another virus which is going to kill so many children. Okay? Mm. And they've already prepared the vaccines. And by the way, let me tell you, I was seeing the executive of Moderna telling the Congress in America that they had made 100,000 doses of COVID vaccines in 2019 before the vaccine came out. Wow. I mean, before the virus came out.
Wow.
So they already had 100,000 doses of vaccines before the virus came out. So it was all planned. Mm. And what was the and it was all part of the Great Reset. What was the purpose of it? To introduce, these draconian measures.
Yes.
Lockdown, what? And basically to increase tyranny.
Mm.
Because you have to understand that for the Antichrist to come, now when we are dealing with the Spirit of God, the Scripture says where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty.
Liberty.
Now the Spirit of God will let you choose what you want to do.
Mm.
Like, there is no forcefulness with him, okay? And it is through understanding, and basically preaching of the word and so on, that he will make you choose his way, if you want to choose his way and so on. And so there is liberty, and the Spirit of God is all about liberty, even liberty for people to do certain things, have their lives, enjoy their lives and so on. But now, the devil does not deal in free choice. His things are forced. Everything about him is forced. Now, when it comes to taking the mark of the beast, they will make it, like the way they did to those Canadian truckers, they will make it impossible for you to have anything.
Mm.
Okay? Now, I'm giving you a sample of what is going to happen. It's not happening now.
Yes.
Because we are going to roll this back. But I'm giving you a sample of, this is a sample of what is going to happen. Make it impossible for you to have anything, to buy anything, to go and have a life,
yes,
unless you submit to their system.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are coming very close to that, and we have never been this close now.
Yes.
But they first of all needed the political tyranny.
Yes.
Everybody stay in your houses, lock down, what and all that.
Yes.
Then they needed another excuse. When COVID failed, by the way, they have not had success. Eh?
Yeah.
Because COVID failed, now people all realized, now all across people realized COVID was fake.
Mm.
It was just a rebranding of some kind of flu. By the way, And I always said that, and people would get very angry with me. And I said, you get angry all you want, but I don't see any sickness here that is worthy of looking people down.
Mm.
And a lot of the people died in hospital.
Yes.
Yeah. If they hadn't gone to... Let me tell you, here in Uganda, I told people, if you start having symptoms of COVID, don't go to hospital.
Mm.
Yeah. Because people were driving there healthy. Come from work, let me go to hospital, I'm feeling In the next 5 minutes, they're on oxygen, especially if they had insurance.
Yes.
They check your insurance. If the hospital sees that they can make money off you, the next minute you're on oxygen.
Yes.
Yet you drove yourself there, walked up the stairs.
Healthy.
Healthy.
And then?
Just for a checkup.
Mm.
The next thing you're on oxygen, the next thing you're in a casket, being buried. This is what happened in Uganda.
Mm.
It was hospitals making money. It was, by the way, it was, the COVID is the biggest, even Hitler would be proud of what happened during COVID. I'm telling you, it was mass murder, mass psychological operation, psychosis, people just getting confused and what, to the point where I kept my views to myself.
Yeah.
Because people were so infatuated with the lies that they were not ready to receive the truth.
Mm.
But now I've given them time.
Yes.
Maybe now people are actually better, in better position to receive the truth. Mm. But so my point is, COVID did not work for them. They have lost the majority of the people. Because what's happening in Europe right now? Dutch farmers whose farms have been taken because of climate change. Now, I had that man of the World Economic Forum saying that the next lockdowns are going to be for climate change.
Yes.
Now, if you're out there and you've been listening to all this climate change gospel and believing it, don't believe a lie.
Yes.
There is no threat of climate change.
Nothing.
If you study the climate, and these scientists have said this, but they have just been silenced, just like it was with COVID.
Mm.
If you've studied, I was seeing somewhere, the biggest promoter of climate change and the whole fear is a man called Al Gore, who was the former vice president of America under Bill Clinton, and who stood for presidency and lost to George Bush in 2000.
Mm.
And somebody was saying, when Al Gore was born in 1948, there were 130,000 glaciers around the world.
Yes.
Now he's into his 70s, and there are 130,000 glaciers in the world. Don't believe the rap. Now, then there's another young Swedish girl who has been used as a climate change, this thing, what Europe. She tweeted in 2018.
Yes.
You saw that tweet.
Yes. And let me actually read it. It says, this is the tweet, and I'm quoting it. He's saying that a top climate scientist is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop using fossil fuels over the next 5 years. This is 2018. Yes.
June 2018.
June.
So if she was anywhere close to being right, the world is going to end in 3 years.
Yes.
3 months.
Yes.
But of course it's rubbish.
Mm.
And now they need fear. You know, people have to understand, the way they've made everybody fear is a virus from which 99.98% of the people who get it survive.
Yes.
And among people who are less 70 years and under, it was even 99.999.
Yes.
But they made the whole world so scared of it.
Yes.
They locked down the world. So they use the media to push their things. Now, the next thing is going to be climate change.
Mm.
You're going to hear the world is going to disappear. It's not going anywhere.
Nothing.
It is all rubbish. The oceans are not rising. And there are scientists who are actually saying these things.
Yes, and they shut them out.
They shut them down just like they did with COVID.
Yes.
But if you believe the climate change gospel, I mean, as I've seen people who are like, you know what, we have to do the climate change. And I look at them and say, these people, they are going to lock you down.
Mm.
And now, at this COVID, you would say it's going to go. But climate change, what if they lock you down forever? You see, so now don't.
Because that's area now.
Yes. The first step towards being, because even when I stood up and told people at the beginning, I wrote somewhere and said, this whole COVID thing is fake. And people were like, what? You don't? They were so angry because they had been psychologically programmed to believe certain things.
Mm.
And now me, because I know these plans before they happen, all these things I knew, like I heard Bill Gates, I've said this before, in 2010 saying he's going to use vaccines to wipe out 15% of the world.
Yes.
2010. So I have been waiting. So every time I hear vaccine as Gavi and as Bill Gates, I am very cautious because I heard him saying it.
Himself.
Now, if you do not believe what people say, what are you going to believe?
Yes.
Now, and I've heard all these other, so I know. Now even this bank crisis.
Yes.
I was expecting it because the reason I said this is they were simulating it in 2021. What would happen if there is a cyber attack and all banks lost their data and therefore all your savings are wiped out? Imagine you had money in a bank somewhere.
Yes.
Let's say you had, let's say like you had 300 million shillings, Uganda shillings. I'm talking for like Uganda. So you say, me, I have my money here, I'm going to do this. And you're planning for it.
Yes.
Or maybe you're planning for your children's education and so on. And then they wake up the next day and they say, the banks have lost all their software. There is no way we can tell who has money and who doesn't. Now, those who have debt, it will also be wiped out. Those who have savings will also be wiped out. So everybody will be put on equal footing. And they have even already... These guys are wicked. Now, after that, they say, in order to avoid this sort of thing, we need a central bank-controlled digital currency. Now, the central bank controlled digital currency is all your money is on your phone.
Yes.
And you have a digital ID.
Yes.
Which you go and, you know, so when they are paying your salary, there is no point in, I mean, there is nowhere where there is money involved at all. It's all given on your phone.
Yes.
And then you have, you know, your thumbprint and so on. So you go to a place and, you know, you buy whatever you want using that thing. But now the trouble is it can be controlled by the central bank.
Yes.
Every purchase you make is known by the bank, by the government, by the central bank and by the government. Right now, the government does not know what you purchase.
Yes.
It does it whatsoever.
Yes.
And that gives freedom. I'll give you an example, and there was this which said that now, if somebody wants to go, let's say, and buy, because if you're using a normal credit card, as it is right now, if you go and buy, let's say, make a purchase from maybe a supermarket or something, buy an electronic gadget, maybe a phone, let's say at $1,000. Now, what that does is the phone shop where you bought from makes a mental note that they are taking, digital note, that they are taking money off your account, into the account of the phone shop.
Yes.
And so that just continues like that.
Yes.
Now, after 24 hours every day, the banks, all of them, reconcile all those
transactions
that have been made in the process of the day.
Yes.
So that's when they will know that, okay, this money was taken off this one's account to this one and this one, this one. So they reconcile that after 24 hours.
Yes.
And then after a period is when it actually gets to the central bank and the central bank knows. So there is no control by the government over what you purchase.
Yes.
But now they want to change that, where the government can decide what you purchase. For instance, if you are no longer going to use money to buy fuel, and these climate change cultists come and say that we are dealing away with fossil fuels, or we are saying everybody can only buy fuel of worth $100,000 a month.
Yes.
Okay, let's make it better.
The same way let's say there's the same way you subscribe in our nation here, Uganda, you can subscribe to maybe a data bundle of maybe 1 month, and when it's done,
it is done. Yes.
Yes.
Actually, that's a good example. Yes. Now, when you, if they say now no buying fuels, in excess of let's say $200,000 a month, anybody, because we are cutting down on our use of fossil fuel.
Yes.
And yet when you go to the petrol station, you cannot pull out 50K notes to buy. No, you have only to buy from your phone.
Digitally. Yes.
So it records that now, Kabuleta has bought fuel worth 50,000. Then again, 50,000. So now when my 50,000 is over, my 200,000 limit for the month is over, bam, I cannot buy any more fuel. If my car goes in, you know, the gauge goes into red, I just have to park.
And wait for the next month.
And wait for the next
month.
The
subscription for something like that.
Even if I have the money.
Yes.
Yeah, but now they have regulated. Now, it also means they can do so many things. It also means that they can decide you cannot purchase something. For instance, if they make a lockdown and they say nobody is supposed to leave, let's say, Kampala. Now, they say if you are registered, if your digital ID is registered in Kampala, if you drive and go to Masaka and try to purchase anything, it refuses.
Inactive.
It is inactive. You don't have it. You have to come back within Kampala. Or if somebody in Masaka comes to Kampala to purchase, inactive.
Yes.
You're supposed to stay in Masaka. Now they implement lockdowns, not using the draconian measures they used before, but using financial restrictions. Yes. This is where they are going. How do I know? They have already stated it, and they're already simulating it, and they're already planning to wipe out all your savings.
Yes.
So if you believe we are speaking conspiracy theories,
because
you believe.
Actually, it's amazing what people should really understand about banking system. Because all banks which we have right now belongs to one family, the Rothschild family. And they are the ones who have entered every country. Actually, I've just been seeing a list of all almost every country. We have the Bank of Uganda belongs to them. The Bank of Kenya belongs to them. I'm just speaking nations around us. Rwanda belongs to them. Tanzania belongs to them.
Almost all central banks. Yeah.
All central banks in this world belong to them. Now, what they are, because you see, every right now we are so used to what's called technological advancements and all these things. So they will say the next phase for our money is digital money, which they have been doing. And apparently, even our nation here, Uganda, they have gone to Nigeria. And Nigeria is the first nation which has accepted, and they are saying they are going to implement the digital CBDC, which is
Central Bank Digital
Currency, which is what we are speaking here, that your money is controlled by the central bank. Nigeria is the first in Africa. So Uganda has, there has been some people from this nation, they have gone to Nigeria to speculate and see how it works.
To benchmark.
Yes. And last year, apparently, they have tried to do so, something like that, speaking that we want to introduce it here. So this is not just only in Uganda, but it's just going to, it's coming all over the world, that every country, everywhere, you have to, your money has to be controlled by the central bank. This is what they are pushing for. So But they will say that for everyone to enter and access their money or save their money or put their money in the banks, you have to have a digital ID, which is the thing we have been speaking in the scripture.
Which is basically, we are coming to Revelation 13,
yes.
Whether you shall not be able to buy or sell unless you take the mark of the beast or the mark of his name.
Yes.
And we actually, we have never been closer to this, my God. And I'm going to end giving you the good news, because maybe we have given you a bit of bad news. So maybe we shall give you some good news while we go ahead. But they are pushing so hard to come to this. So the question is, what do people do who are hearing this? What advice do they have from evangelist John Paul Akena? What do they do, first of all, to get out of this trap?
The Bible says in Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, which speaks about the system which has been built by the Antichrist. And it says, now this one is speaking to the children of God. And it says that, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of our plagues."
Maybe you read earlier, from a bit earlier, so that people know.
Okay, let me start from verse 1.
Verse 1, yes.
Verse 1. Mm-hmm. It says, "After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory.
Yes.
And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison of every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of our fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of our luxury." This is the verse we are interested in. It says, verse 4, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in our sins, and lest you receive of our plagues."
Read verse 5 also.
Verse 5 says, "For our sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered our iniquities."
Okay.
Yes.
Now, that's the beginning of the good news. First of all, when you listen to all this, as Akena said, don't believe it. Okay? First of all, they have a way of being persuasive the way they were with COVID.
Yes.
The reason I mentioned COVID is just know
is that the template.
That was the template.
Yes.
And you were deceived, you were lied to, everything was a lie. All the interventions they came up with were actually intended to make people more vulnerable. The vaccines were all fake. That has already been proven correct. The masks did not work. That has already been proven correct. Everything they came up with was a lie. So now, if they can carry out such a mass lie, remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24. Jesus said, "Beware of deception." Beware of deception.
Take heed that you are not deceived.
Take heed that you are not deceived. Because they ask him, what will be the sign, you know, of the end of the age? And what should we look out for? And they're asking him, and, you know, and it's one of those things where they expect, of course, he went on to give them, because Matthew 24 is one of the biggest, prophecy chapters in the scriptures. So he went on to tell them so many things, but the first thing he told them is, beware that you are not deceived. Okay?
Yes.
It says here, "Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you." Now that is very, very important, because the first sign is how people could be deceived across the world.
Yes.
Those who refused to be deceived were killed, like Magufuli in Tanzania.
Yes.
Magufuli in Tanzania got the COVID test, went, took it, because the man has a PhD in chemistry.
Yes.
He went, got the test, he put in popos.
Yes.
They tested positive. He put in a blood of a donkey, he tested positive. In somewhere in Europe, I think they even even Coca-Cola tested positive. So he said this test is fake.
Yes.
So he said, he made up his mind there is no COVID. Tanzania did not have a single day of lockdown. Their schools, universities, what all worked
normal.
Properly, but they killed him. Mm. It cost him his life.
Yes.
But for him, he refused to be deceived. Yes. Now, everybody else was deceived. Yes. Others, of course, they knew the truth, but they were scared of their lives and so on. Other leaders, I'm sure, like even ours and so on. But the key thing here is take heed that you are not deceived. So when these people come up with all these things, climate change and what, don't just go and believe it because it's all over the media. The media is controlled by them. Like, just listen to, we are the ones who know what the scripture says, and the scripture has the authority to say, because it predicted these things long before.
Yes.
Even 5 years ago, if somebody had told you Revelation 13, you would not be able to buy or sell. Unless you have the mark of the beast, you'd say, how is that going to be implemented? But now nobody can ask that, because now we are talking of digital IDs.
Yes.
Before, even 5 years ago, it was almost impossible.
Yes.
But the Bible, 2,000 years ago, knew and said, this is what is going to happen. And,
yes.
And it is there. You cannot deny it. It is undeniable.
Yes.
And it even said, and I was showing people at the conference, that even the patent that Bill Gates had for his COVID vaccine, was 060606. And I was laughing and saying about these people. Like, the Bible knew it all before and it was there.
Yes.
And there was somebody who came, who attended the conference, who is a doctor, and he came and for him, he said, I believe in science. You know me, I don't believe in this, you know what? But when he saw those things, he said, what? Because science, and the thing is saying 666.
Yes. And it's in the Bible.
And it's in the Bible. And as well as other things.
Yes.
And we brought, you remember we brought the picture of the patent.
Yes.
And it is there.
Yes.
Eh? The, I've forgotten the full
thing. WAO0606.
Yes. And the guy was like, oh, man, this is interesting.
Yes.
And so the whole science thing crumbled there. But anyhow, first of all, don't believe their lies. Secondly, they are being pushed into a corner. Now, this is what is happening. They are being pushed into a corner. The corner is like this. But before I tell you that, I just have to say something here very, very fast. We are in eight different radio stations across the country.
Yes.
Okay? And people have been listening to us. But for some places, we missed, like, I think, a week or two, and people are calling to find out. But I want to encourage you people, because all these radio stations where we are, we pay money to be on them.
Yes.
I want to encourage you people who are listening and who want us to continue. I mean, who will continue being there anyway. But you people who feel that this is something that is of value to you, I want you to learn how to sow seed into things which are of value. It doesn't matter how much, because there is a mobile money number which is going to be given. Even if you sow 5,000, okay, it will be received in the kingdom of God as your contribution towards warning people for this end time. Because all the money that we pay in this radio station, we get it from people who are concerned about what's happening in the world, and they actually know that God has called me and my ministry to warn people, and they are giving towards that. So I also want you, wherever you are across the country, whatever the amount of money you feel able to, just decide that this is what I'm going to be. And I would like that if you say, let's on a monthly basis, even if you say in a month, I'm going to give, no matter how little you have, I know, like, you know, some people might be, no matter how little, if you say, I'm going to give 10,000 in a month, just that, you can give, of course, more, and would be glad if you did. But my point is that you connect and you become a part of something which is big. Because we are building an army. Don't just feel aloof and say that, you know, somebody is going to pay, so I'm going to listen. Somebody is going to pay, yes. But you see, on the day of judgment, your reward is different if you are involved in what is happening. Because people are actually... Now, the people who actually pay for those radio stations have the same reward as me, who is reading, and Evangelist Akena, who is doing the study and warning the people. Because without them paying the money, we would not be able to reach out to you people. So this is how God does his thing. So if you are not on this side, you can be on the other side, and you can be of big help to the kingdom of God. Now, let me go and tell you the good news. When these people came out with their COVID, they had plotted that by their calendar, by now they would be releasing another strain of COVID and another, people would still be locked down. There would be big travel restrictions. People would all be, you know, in fear and so on. They had planned, there was a calendar, we saw it. Eh? Mm-hmm. They had planned, this variant comes out here, this one comes out here. All the way up to 2026, they wanted people to continue being locked down. Mm-hmm. But what happens when people come out and now they don't decide not to believe the lies? Mm. And of course, they were blocking everybody who was trying to say anything different, but now people came out. They decided they don't want to believe the lies. Now these people have lost a lot of power. Now they are trying to find out how to get power. Because you see what's happening in America. In America, so many people now do not believe any of those things.
Yes, yes.
Okay. By the way, even there was even a case now filed against Bill Gates in the American Supreme Court.
Yes.
New York Supreme Court, rather. There is a case filed against him in Switzerland. There is a case filed against him in the Philippines for the COVID vaccines and the people who have died from them.
Yes.
Now, this was not part of their plan. So don't think that the things they plan just come to pass. No, our God is stronger. It comes out stronger. Mm. So now, even the whole in Europe, Netherlands,
yes,
big farmers protest.
Yes,
in France. France is actually almost on the brink of civil war right now,
yes,
because there's a huge protest going on. And so many countries, people have decided not to buy the rubbish.
Yes.
They decided they want their freedom back. They are not going to buy the fear. Mm. They are no longer scared of climate change. They are no longer scared of, you know, people have called, the bluff on all those things. So now the world, now these people have found themselves in a place where they have two choices. Either they stop and flee.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm.
But if they flee, they are going to be chased.
Yes.
And they will all end up being locked down.
Yes.
Fauci is in serious trouble.
Very much.
He's in serious trouble. By the way, he might even end up in jail.
Yes.
Anthony Fauci. Mm. For causing mass murders.
Yes.
I think Hitler would be proud of him.
Mm.
Mm. Because they have caused mass murders, those people. Mm. Now, Bill Gates might end up in the same place.
Yes.
Because very soon he will not be able to fly to so many countries.
Yes.
Otherwise, there will be a warrant to arrest him.
Yes.
He cannot go to Philippines right now. There is a warrant to arrest him.
Mm.
Now, if other countries take that up, then very soon he will be in very big trouble.
Mm.
Now, that means the things they are doing are not necessarily working.
Yes.
And now, our work is to roll back this darkness by informing everybody.
Yes.
Of what is happening, making sure everybody knows.
Yes.
And then now, next time when there comes something similar.
Mm. And they will still want to introduce those things.
They will still want to do it.
Yes.
Just don't believe it.
Yes.
Because we cancel all these things if the people do not believe them.
Yes.
So just make sure you do not believe it. And if you do not believe it, then that is what is going to help you to help us to overcome it.
Yes.
The trouble with COVID is that everybody believed the lie.
Mm.
So even I couldn't sit down and I couldn't intercede because people had believed the lie.
Mm.
But now if you don't believe, the people who are trying to propagate the lie, we can intercede and they are taken out.
Yes.
And by taken out, I mean God takes them out of the way.
Yes.
And that means anything. It can even mean death.
Yes.
So now, but if people don't believe the lie, so people do not have not to believe the lie. And right now, across the world, people are calling it out.
Yes.
It's a lie. People are removing the vaccine mandates.
Mm.
And we are rolling back, and freedom is coming back. So make sure, because the scripture says very clear that Antichrist will want to do his things earlier. I explained that in the previous, you know, segment.
Yes.
Now he has failed,
mm.
but he's not. That doesn't mean he's going to give up.
Yes.
It means he's just going to retreat, because the spiritual atmosphere has changed, and they cannot push these things.
Yes.
So the Antichrist retreats. And comes back at a later stage.
Yes.
Perhaps when the church has been raptured. But not now, not immediately.
Now,
we are still here. Do not think the rapture is going to happen in the next few years. No. We are still here. We still have a lot of work to do. Your final words.
Wow.
How do we survive this deception? Or what's... I want to hear the good news from your side.
The good news is... the Bible says in Haggai chapter 2 verse 6 that... Behold, I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land.
Mm.
Now, all what we are seeing right now is there's going to be the shaking of that system. And the way I've been saying that people should come out of that is because God has prepared for us a safe haven, a place. If I say a safe haven, I'm meaning like there is a blessing, there is a place where you are supposed to be, and that's in the kingdom. Everything you want is in the kingdom of God, and it's found in the blessing which God has blessed us. It's in the church, it's in what He has spoken about for you, the promises He has given us in the scripture. That's where the blessing is. So you're supposed to come out from trusting the system of the world and come into the thing which God has spoken about you, and that's where the blessing is.
And that's where people are looking for security.
Yes,
that's the security we have is in the Word of God.
Yes,
because God knew all this was going to happen.
Yes,
and He's in control.
Yes,
thank you very much. We've come to the end of this show. Please don't miss Watchman Show, because we are on every Wednesday, and next Wednesday there will still be some interesting things happening. So be sure to tune in next Wednesday, or if you are in Kampala or wherever it is you are. We are on different days in different places.
Yes.
But next week maybe is the best thing to say, and we shall have some more interesting things happening in the world for you. Be informed. Listen to The Watchman Show. Have yourselves a wonderful evening.
Amen.
That was The Watchman. Tune in next week. Join us for our Friday fellowship, 5:30 p.m. at Amar The Palace, along Gaba Road, near the American Embassy. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @the_UG Watchman, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman, or send us an email to info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, resources and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.